for American politicians, and for especially for neocons, they make synonymous America and American supremacy. These are two different things. So China is a threat to American supremacy. It's a threat to America's global domination. But that's not a threat to America. It's completely false for America to think that the only way that they can have prosperity and security and stability and safety and what have you, that the only way they can do that is if they completely dominate the entire planet. That's psychotic. That's really mental. If you think that the only way that your country, that's already incredibly powerful, between two oceans, that's unreachable, you know, that has significant natural resources, that has the ability to be economically self-sufficient based on the resources that you have. America is a very special piece of land.
Yeah, geographically.
It's a very privileged, special piece of land geographically. You don't need to control the planet in order for you to be secure. And in fact, your drive to your insistence upon controlling the planet has only made you insecure. It's only made you more paranoid and more aggressive and hostile, to where you think that everyone's natural resources by right belong to you. And that has now made the rest of the world insecure, and it's made you insecure. So if you could just accept to act and operate like any other country in the world, like a normal country, and if there's a country that has resources that you can benefit from, or that your economy needs or is reliant upon or whatever, then usually what you would want to do if you were a normal, healthy minded country would be to have good relations with them, to have good mutually beneficial relations with them, friendship with them, alliance with them, genuinely, not a relationship of aggression and hostility and exploitation and subjugation and domination. That's not sustainable. It's simply not sustainable. So yeah, China is a threat to American supremacy. It's a threat to American domination of the globe, which is actually good for America in the long run. It's going to teach you to operate like a normal country.